So if you'll repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
thank you that I have eyes that see,
thank you that I have eyes that see,
ears that hear,
ears that hear,
and a heart that is perceiving,
and a heart that is perceiving,
you're on my case.
You're on my case.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why he's on our case? Because he wants us to mature and he wants us to grow up and stop like acting like children. And he's looking for maturity in the place of faith. And what he was pressing in is Romans chapter 5. St. Paul doesn't make any sense to teach at this level. And we have Peter who says he's hard to comprehend. So if it was difficult for Peter, it might be a test for you and me.
Absolutely.
Amen. Got it?
Yes.
If Peter says, wait a minute, this guy's got messages out there that are difficult, then we better get the idea that some of it doesn't make too much logic. So you might have to put your logic button on pause and start developing your faith. Verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith. Notice it's by faith. And a lot of times we want actions and we want the law to control. How many of you do good with the law? Well, because you're used to it. And as soon as you see a failure in yourself, and you're going to pattern it from your understanding of the law, where's your faith?
In the law.
It's out the window. You're no longer trusting in your abilities on your own, according to the legal system. You are saying to God, well, I see my body doing this. I see my soul doing this. I don't like it, Lord. And to be honest with you, he doesn't like it either. But he says to you, you're going to be what? Righteous and justified through faith. That's what it says in Romans 5. Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God. Now, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace, in which we now stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering. I don't do well on that one. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Really? Well, I think we have an example in Gail's perseverance, because she's got probably a good example of how to keep on going when you don't want to trust anymore because you're wiped out. But she picks herself up. And I've done the same. I'm not trying to say that she's the only one. But sometimes someone is in the middle of a test and you're watching them and you're interceding for them. Another one that's really plowing through is Linda. And only by grace and favor is she going forward.
Amen.
Because her challenges are multifaceted in so many levels. And yet, when she can make it, she pushes forward. And it's in the midst of suffering, because she has learned that this suffering produces perseverance. Verse 4 says, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit that gives us that ability to keep on going forward and receiving an awareness that you're not alone or that there will be an end to your test. There will be a victory to your test. Six, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
Amen.
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, so your justification comes by
his blood.
And you see, our understanding of communion, I believe over the years has flipped over from all kinds of angles for me. And as I shared earlier today, when I did take communion this morning, I was declaring. And yesterday, it was kind of cool. I'm walking and waiting, because I'm waiting for someone, and I'm walking outside on a sidewalk. And I'm remembering a song from many years back. And it was about the unity between us and the Father. And the unity is like Jesus was one with the Father and he's one with us. Do I understand that? Well, sometimes I do. It lasts for a few moments because the clock in my brain, I guess, kind of flips over and I get a spiritual response about, yes, I'm flesh of his flesh and I'm bone of his bone, but all of a sudden, his blood runs through my veins because it does. It's not make-believe, it does.
Amen.
But, okay. A few weeks ago, when I went to the men's room, I noticed that there was blood coming out. And I didn't like it. And it took several weeks that I had total freedom, because several months ago, I had the same thing happen, and the Lord told me not to worry about it. Well, this time, when it got real bad, I had to go for antibiotics, which I've been on using. And afterwards, I'm still getting a little puncture in here. So I prayed in the Spirit, and I said, Lord, there's a reason. Now, I'm all done the antibiotics, you know, there's no more pain, no more blood, but I'm still getting punctured. And periodically, even when I'm laying in bed, I can feel the pain. I said, Lord, please educate me. And when I said educate me, I heard stones. Ah. So I've had, many, many years ago, I had one stone that came through. And I never found it, but I remember what it felt like when it went through. Mm. All right?
Never forget it.
you kind of get a real awareness that this body can really, really feel pain.
Mm, yes.
But he reminded me, he says, my blood is cleansing that kidney.
That's right.
I said, cool. And I said, Lord, what and why. He said, when are you going to activate your faith on the next level? How many know there's levels?
Absolutely.
You can go here. You can go a couple more steps. You can go a little higher. You can get a new awareness of his grace and a new awareness of his flesh. And he said, when you take my flesh, don't you see I can do grafting like a good doctor can do grafting? And I said, yeah, I can. So you might consider that. He can do skin graft. He can do levels of restoration in your flesh that you can't do or doctors can't do. But you got an example. Some good doctors can do a job on your body, and some can try to do it, but also make a mess. Okay? So if man can do certain things, the unlimited son, what can he really accomplish? Some people declare, oh, I have Dr. Jesus on my case. Good. Recognize what he can do compared to what you can do. When he took the paralytic and he declared him free, he was working both in the natural as well as in the spirit. There are times that you're going to have a spiritual awareness of something, and it'll lead to a physical change in how you act and react, and then also a physical manifestation in your own body. And it comes in cyclical patterns. So, if you don't feel justified to enter the heavenly courts, and you're going in there like a chicken, don't think you're going to have results. You're to go in boldly into the throne of grace, Hebrews. Why? Because you're convinced in your heart that you are righteous in his sight because of what Jesus did for you. And that's where you activate your faith. That's how you go forward in obedience to what he's called you to do and to what he's asked you to do. And yes, you will raise some eyebrows. You will raise eyebrows. And you're going to flare up some roosters. You know why roosters? Because they have a very defense mechanism, very high in their defense mechanism. They're designed to prepare the chickens for protection. And they're on the job and they're early. Okay? I had to stop en route yesterday in the middle of the road. I'm heading towards East on Belchertown Road going into Granby. And here's a mother wild turkey. And she's got 7 babies following her. And the babies were not trucking fast enough. I had to completely stop. The babies went to my left. Excuse me, to my right. And the mama went to the left. So here's my car separating the two. And I said, oh Lord, Lord. I pray for these, and there's other cars coming. Lord, slow them down, because babies have to follow mama.
That's right. Yeah.
I wanted to know where the Tom was. And I instinctively know that he was leading the way. He had already crossed. There are times that you need to go boldly, recognizing that you are justified by faith, not by your actions or your behavior. And without faith, you can't please him. You're now justified in the courts of heaven by his blood. How much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? So God's wrath is not going to touch you, because he's going to save you from it. Verse 10. For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? His life is in the heavens. And you can join him when you intercede, when you pray, when you take confidence in your abilities to follow him and to carry out whatever he's commissioned you to do. Because you know what? He's on your side. He's not against you. His love for you is so much more than you can comprehend at this point. Because I'm learning that over and over and over, how great his love is.
Amen. Amen.
It is so much deeper and so much more than I've ever known. That was the one word that I kept repeating to my brother this morning on the phone. I love you. And basically, it's not going to stop. Keep recognizing when the guilt complex tries to come in on you and declare, I'm justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're righteous by faith, not by actions, not by reactions, but because of what he's done on that cross, you and I can walk in freedom without the guilt. I'm not saying the emotions and the feelings of guilt may not come. How many had one crash this week that they made a mess? Thank you.
Only one?
Wow. One per hour? I don't know what the number is. However, I think when you realize that this confession recognizes the word coming out of your mouth to build yourself back up is really connected to that prayer that Pastor Jay confessed, my confession for life and healing. If you'll close your eyes right now, it says, Mark 11:23. Shout it out.
Mark 11:23.
Says that I can have what I say. I say that by his stripes I am healed.
I say that by his stripes I am healed.
In Jesus' name. And that according to Psalm 118. Verse 17. And Psalm 91.
Verses 15 and 16.
That I will live and not die.
And that he will hear me when I call to him
in a time of trouble.
And he will answer me.
And that I will live a good long life. Because his word says, with long life, will he satisfy me? And show me his salvation. That I might declare
the works of the Lord.
And that my God is awesome. He can move mountains.
In Jesus' name.
He can move mountains, but you have to believe for it.
Yes. Amen. Amen to that.
You have to be aware that his workmanship on you and me, not just on everyone else, is an ongoing process. His workmanship. And he wants us to be fully able to receive what he wants.